President Bush's administration is seeking to give human embryos the same protection as adults when weighing the risks of medical research. The administration wrote instructions recently for a committee that is supposed to protect people who participate in medical trials. The administration told the committee that an embryo should receive the same consideration as a human research subject. That instruction and others are fueling charges that the administration wants to redefine when life begins. Joining us now is NPR's health policy correspondent, Julie Robner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Steve.
What exactly is this advisory panel and what is it supposed to do?
Well, it's one of 250 expert panels that advise various agencies within the Department of Health and Human Services. This particular panel was created 2 years ago by the Clinton administration to make recommendations for how to protect people who participate in research trials. The Bush administration let the panel expire in September. They said at the time that it would be reconstituted with a broader mandate. We've now seen this broader mandate, and what it says is that the committee, when it's making its recommendations, should consider as human subjects not just adults and children who participate in these trials, but also fetuses of pregnant women and embryos. Now, embryos can be used in research outside of a woman for stem cell research, for instance, or for fertility research. I spoke this past week to an administration official who said that's not the intent here. They really intend this only to affect embryos that are inside of a pregnant woman. But there are many scientists who are concerned that it could lead to new restrictions on an area of research that's already quite politically charged.
This is not the first time the administration has tried to confer personhood on embryos or fetuses, is it?
No, it's not. In September, the department issued regulations making fetuses eligible for the Children's Health Insurance Program. The administration said it would make it easier for states to provide prenatal care to pregnant women, but sponsors of a bill in Congress say their approach of making the pregnant women eligible instead would be a better way to do it. The administration is also supporting a bill that actually passed the House of Representatives during this Congress. That bill is called the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. It would make it a separate offense to harm a fetus of a pregnant woman during the commission of a violent crime against that pregnant woman.
Okay, now we hear this kind of debate all the time. One side proposes a rule, the other side says this is a horrible change. The first side says it's really not that big a deal at all. Why should any of these changes really matter?
Well, abortion rights supporters say all of these moves are aimed at undermining the right to legal abortion, that they would lay the legal groundwork to have abortion outlawed by creating rights for fetuses, or in this case, embryos, that are separate from those for the pregnant woman.
But it's not just abortion rights advocates who are unhappy about this change.
No, this is part of a broader complaint that's being made by Democrats and some scientific groups that the administration is using ideological litmus tests to determine who's going to serve on these advisory panels. For instance, that they're only appointing people if they say they're against human cloning or they're against physician-assisted suicide. There's one particularly controversial appointment to a panel that makes recommendations on reproductive drugs for women. One of the people who's been mentioned as a possible candidate is a Kentucky obstetrician gynecologist who's actually asked the Food and Drug Administration to repeal its approval of the abortion pill RU 486.
I assume the Bush administration is not admitting they're making decisions based on ideological interests here.
No, they say absolutely not. But they do say that what they're doing is no different from what many other administrations have done, that they have the right when they come in to appoint people who have shared the same philosophical views as the president and the Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Steve.
NPR health policy correspondent Julie Robner.